This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah with Maimon Elbaz. I'm grateful for your sharing of this experience. We're trying to teach a Mishnah a day with cartoons and pictures. May Hashem get nachas from this project. Mishnah 746 of our series is dedicated in loving memory of Mrs. Gorenstein, Alisa Rosetta Bas Alka Rezel, Allah Shalom. It was also my father, Rav Ram's yard site this week, Avi Meiri, and truthfully, this whole series is Lezecher Nishmasai. I hope that you're benefiting from the series, and we're going to be learning today a Mishnah from Meister Shani. Perek Hei Mishnah Vav, discussing the Zman Biur, when you have to remove Truma and Meiser from your property. So we know in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to give Truma to the Kohen, Meiser to the Levi, then there's Meiser Ani, and other mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah tells us that there is a very special mitzvah to remove by Pesach in the third and seventh year of the sabbatical, of the Shemitah cycle, any fruits that were not given Truma and Meiser to the owners, to the rightful owners. And the Mishnah is going to detail to us what has to be done. So we're talking about Paschas and Erev Pesach of the third and seventh year. Actually, my bad, the fourth and seventh year. And here's what the Mishnah says. Erev Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, on the eve of the first Yom Tov of Pesach, Shel Revit V'Shel Shevit, of the fourth and seventh year, Hayabihur, you have to remove the things that were supposed to already have been given to the rightful owners. Ketzad, let's elaborate. Notnin Chuma, Chumat Maaseh Lebalim, U'Maiser Rishon Lebalav, U'Maiser Ani Lebalav. So, if you have Chuma, yes, make sure if you didn't yet deliver it to the Kohen, that he gets it. What are you waiting for? You should have got it already. Also, the Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi. And also, the Maaser Ani goes to the poor man. And don't forget, the Maaser Sheni has to be delivered. All these things have to be delivered. Now, you don't have to burn it like you burn chametz when we use the word bior over here. Rather, it means removal. U'maiser sheni v'bikurim mitparim b'chol makom. And maiser sheni and bikurim could be removed wherever they are. And some say itaka should be destroyed. But Rabbi Shimon omer ha'bikurim nitanin l'kohanim ketrumah. So Maaser Sheni was fruits that you were supposed to eat in Yerushalayim, but let's say you're not there. So what are you going to do now? So you want to be poted on a coin? The mice you're supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, says to destroy it, eliminate it. Shimon says, well, the bikurim you should be able to give to the Kohen, but the Maaser Sheni taka should be removed like chametz and destroyed. So it says the Mishnah, HaTavshil, what if you have food that was cooked in it? Maaser Sheni, Beit Shami omim tzarach levayer. Beit Shami says, and you gotta destroy that tavshil because it has something asur in it. And it's already the time of biur in the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. Beit Hillel omim hareu kimuvar. And Beit Hillel says, no, it's already like it's destroyed because since it's already cooked in it, it's not mamish in front of you like it once was. A lot of it dissolves, and therefore you do not have to burn it and remove it. You could just eat it. Okay, you have a great day, and thank you again for enjoying this beautiful series.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.